May this decade bring more than just solutions, more than just a future. May it bring words we don't know yet and temporalities we have not yet inhabited. May we be slower than speed could calculate and swifter than the pull of the gravity of words can incarcerate. And may we be visited so thoroughly and met in wild places so overwhelmingly that we are left undone, ready for composting, ready for the impossible.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the October 2023 edition of Poet Radio. This month is the 8-year anniversary of the program on WGXC, and the occasion is going to be marked by presenting very recent recordings of two authors whose work was featured on the program in years past. We started off there with Richard Loringer reading a passage written by Bayo Akomolafe, which was supposed to be the epigraph of Richard's new book, Mammal, published this month by Roof Books. The quote didn't end up appearing in the book, but Richard recited it to begin his October 7th reading at the Shivistan Poetry Ashram in Woodstock, an event we will return to shortly. Richard was a guest on the program in April 2018. Richard and I have collaborated in various ways and gotten to know each other well over the years. He was one of the so-called officials at Amy and I's wedding. And in addition to documenting his recent reading in Woodstock, we conspired to conduct a recording session at my studio in Statsburg, All That Beauty, where he read the entirety of his collection Every Day, Ecstatic Odes, which I will play excerpts of as well. Here's another segment of Richard Loringer reading in Woodstock.
First person singular. Pronouns are key, and many doors are opening. Gender might not be the only point of reference prone to disillusion. So much dissolves eventually when you think of it. Ice cream, salt, marriages, granite, nations, civility, ideals, to name a few. Names themselves dissolve after a while, as do their bearers. Tongues become less agile and mute the mortified mouth. Our teeth dissolve in sand. Our cells dissolve inside us. We slide like pudding into history, into time itself dissolving as the synapses that mark it forget themselves, forget the body, forget the first person singular in frank denial that there was a first person slung from an umbilicus 1,000 millennia long. That's one long-ass cord. Ring swinging pendulous in a glistening sack, sliding on plasma, charged by molecules, spun to helix by a hydrogen globe, all dissolving as it moves, splitting cells and singing. Pronoun that, why don't you? Ive. But don't worry yourself, or whatever self or selves you think you have, too much. The words are less important than the being, which is itself a word, seeping through our filters as we come across a sea and fall in love with it, calling every drop of water by its name. Mother Sonnet. You inhale me, mother, heart rush, cyclone, diamond mind, rapture of hurricanes, shaper of gray pots, tall grass woman. You spin a matrix of translucent stone. Scent of rain-beat clay, I can't contain myself, an enzyme of remembered pain ringing the severed cord, your welling helix to unwind the chain I found would bury me. but I am funnel bound. The ground is loose and everything is ground. No longer me, a bristling moment blown inside. Where, cradled in your eye, I'm born onward, pounding, dancing with the world you've shown. Suspended, suspended, suspended. Mm. Nice. Anyway, that one's a very old poem. Nice. Sun Sonnet, here's another sonnet. This one I wrote the first line of, and I kept trying to write it for 10 years, and then all the rest came out in a rush. Sun Sonnet. A naked tree can tell us everything. Chained to the earth, grappling with sky, we flaunt our imperfections in the rain as budding eyes. Craven and verklempt, it's all we can to writhe, stolidly, fatefully arching vesicles toward luscious liquid, saturated air, toward instant light. And in the wind, twisting, clattering arms, we find the flexibility of heart to wind us for the true imbroglio, the quickening. Oh yes, you know, what roots you have, not disparate. Reclaim the mortal trunk we have and have again, pulled upward, out, beyond our living ken.
Richard Loringer with incantations selected from his new book, Mammal. This reading in Woodstock happened on October 7th at the Shivistan Poetry Ashram, as I mentioned, a fascinating place and hub of subcultural literary activity in the area. I'll play further excerpts from that event toward the end of the program. As mentioned in my intro, Richard and I also had a session where we recorded a manuscript titled Every Day, Ecstatic Odes. These unpublished pieces were composed by Loringer between 2007 and 2015, and I thought to take the opportunity to play some of these as well. Here are a few selections.
Venetian Blinds. I set my blinds so that I may sit by the window and enjoy without the sun blinding me. The perfect angle to see the street and trees and sky replete and in activity. The air is fresh today, cleaned by rain with a hint of early bloom. I love that freaking air, and hoist the window up to let the strong, cool breeze punch it through the room. The blinds are pulled to bottom, and they clatter-clack with every punch. I leave them that way just to hear that sound, sharp staccato of apartment gulping air. Clack, clack. Now I look, and now I see the absolutely mundane day. I wallow in it. Neighbor's dog frisking in the sun. Rosalind, the bottle lady, pulling treasures from the trash. The Eritrean man playing with his kids. The three old redwoods hanging out, towering in the morning air. And most of all, the sky. Sheer sky, clear and blue and full of wind. Clat-tat-tack. Ironic that we call them blinds when really they allow us unshorn seeing. And yeah, I know how purposefully they shut the world goodbye, do it every night, clack. And sure, I know Ginsberg's furious blind windows, know them well. What a pained species we can be. How many cannot bear to see, to live, who wither in the murk. Or am I just being a jerk, condescending, deluded? Are we really solitary, tribal, exclusive, insular, too connected, or just need room to breathe? Clack, clack, clack. What a fine breeze it is, and how right it feels to let it in, let it pour, let these thoughts pour. So I use impediments to filter the impediments, to block the overbright, seeing between sight, freed between the blinds to watch that dog cavort, eat grass, chase tail, clearly chase tail. I'm letting in the tail chasing, the grass eating, letting in the rapturous world, the fresh, the drink of water, new blooms, delicate bird chatter, paramecia, the comical, the subatomic, the intrinsic, the hip-hop, the life-giving, the Venetians, for God's sake, the purple vine, cool shadows, mud puppies, cantilevers, bougainvillea, freshly cut grass, salt crystals, train whistles, neurons, gull cries, lemon rinds, lovers alive in the day, foghorns lingering, dovetails, darting flies, sparrow eyes, frying onions, space dust, the winds of Findhorn, ectoplasm, moonlight from the next day's dawn. And yeah, all the clack and clatter of the mad world, that too. I drink deep. And it becomes me, and I it all. Clack. I may yank them open wide, those blinds, and all the rest, flood every pore. Or I may slam them shut and curl here breathing. But whichever I decide, whichever I need, I'm not blinding, unblinding, not filtering out, but filtering in. I am drinking as a living thing. I am. What a breeze. My glass of water. What world you are. Endless incubation, mention, motion. The comic heresy of life not waiting, pouring on, churning. Motive gathered in the royal of generation, character of life channeling the urge, forward, beating heart, frank limbs, struck mind, the vitro of the human caste. What song you are, sprung in delicious moment from the undying crevice, from the rock crack mind, real and utter, unforgone, sheer and uttering, murmuring, rivering, twining the language of forward in a sentient gush, unassuming and traveling unshy anywhere, pounding through air, mixing with air, the full symphonic beat of what we are. So, my center, how can I refer to you without imbibing and becoming? Constant friend, most me in the room, indivisible, living torrent, aqua ex machina, eau de moi, pure rock juice, fluid bride. I enter you and I am let. You are inside me yet, not yet. Ever and anew, a mystery and not. Constant, core, deluge, rent. I quantify your stream. I mogrify, become sluice, surge, surfeit. Whelm your dilate genius flood, nourish this flesh so full, your sheer channel quickens, rains me, loosens, leaves lost, ramify, surge, I, not I, liquid. You are not pouring. You are not waiting to pour. You are intercellular. Shine, already, eruption, clarifying, rivulets from heart to heart, throat to throat, palms to the absolute chime of sanguine edge of rock, the cataract and earth-rung love of what life is, basic, naked, sensate, borne along and wet. There you sit, simple glass, common molecule, enacting everything, being frickin' all, becoming effortless, universal, delicious, alert. Oh, my water. Lest I become a piece of meat alone, desiccating on the basalt jut. Oh, no. You see to that, my love, forever seeping me to saturate with every pulsing sop. What do you give? Umbilicus, sheen, permission, current, speech, motive, hands, regard, intent. And what do you let? Shift, epiphany, breach, evolve, reform, revive, recome, recant. And we shall sing again, inchoate, tongue of rock and rill, run and rivulet, strong and unabashedly, we shall stream on, charge on, rock on, arms in the air, pulsing, chanting, generating, hope, constant, potent joy, renewal, turmoil, breach, blood, mix, mess, enchantment, mind, and holy human broth. Come to me. I come to you, nutrient, source, Sherpa, purchase, provocation, glass of water, everything. This world and the next, perched upon my little bench, sweetly, unassumingly, coyly making not to be the engine of it all. Yet you make me, and better yet, you make me not. I give myself over to your tireless truth, and let you take me. Let me be as we've always been. I feel my fish coming on, my invertebrate, my slime, my protozoan, organelles, waking protein, primal soup. And may I wallow there in glee. May I within your sway release. May I forget my silly self and simply drink. Sleep. Sleep. Oh boy, here's the noggin noodlin', and now it's what? Gone? Slipped off to the intrinsic bye-bye choo-choo mama in the absentness of when? But is it bye-bye or hello? I must inquire, since the lucidness of sleep suggests a conversation elsewhere. Not just in dream, but in the whole fine shadow of the body being mind. Giraffes and catapults are just one way to sense the otherness, not absentness, that minds us when we merge the two fine clumsy bones with onward-seeking spectacles that seek what? Onward? Others? Or the bottomless ourselves? What gone? What when? Here in the inky swirly pool where breaths run deepest, all breaths shared in common lungs, so full, letting go, so full, letting, we leak into the inky air, so many shoes in a tumbling mill, so many bats in a no-star night, so much smoke of a restless chemical gleaning, greetings in the corners round the tunnel in the open, saturated sky of a billion leaping minds. The body whole and gleaming, passing a moment, a volume, a chemical, gaping wide and huddling close, gaping the room, the sky, the rain, whippoorwills, curling and tending the minute synapses, the surge, the valves, mending the shorn crave and the mute contrabenevolence of the battery of day, thickly memoried in meat and fire. Body gaped, mind lifting, and you, what? Gone? Where? In the countless meld of shift and tide and the truing chant of light. Join the song, brothers, sisters, hearts high, heads wide, syncopated. Join the canter, sister brothers, traipsing into the fields, to the hello, to the mind. Join the ride, brother mothers, like you've never joined before, like you've always joined. Together, descendant, rejoined, fixing, blinking, gliding, the newborn spectacle, Rama, choo-choo, Saturnine, incipients, naked sanctum, ripcord, cavacata, mentat, munyas, Mama, supla, vroom, vroom, shooby-dooby, catenation, groove. It's new time now. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Waking. Some days, it's just the oddest thing to find myself a beaming lump of flesh, riding a pebble round a ball of fire, riding and writhing and ratcheting, and stranger yet, awake, oddly conscious, with light pouring in and a tumbling thought. Ain't it the damnedest? High on chemistry, we ratiocinate our days to bits, placing a flower here and a stop sign there, darting and dueling and carting about, wild worms, sharks in a bowl, brink linkers, thinking beans. Some days it's just the craziest, this sentience, a monumental, where the fuck did this come from? That we should see and dream and take in air, taste water, hear birds, make chairs, or even know we be. To be, to spree and ride the curdling sea choicelessly, as if a flint were struck between the ears and all the enzymes sing in the eaves, ah, upon the brow I ski. It's enough to give a man religion. Gaping and wondered at the winsome whirl, drop-jawed and mesmered and flung about, waiting for an answer from the breeze. But I'd rather sing along for all it's worth, for sheer surprise, taking my days as a bonus game, surfing the turf with what skill I can rent, rolling in roses whenever I can, and living for that startling moment I find myself opening eyes again, as if for the first time, the first anything, new to life and light and thought, day breaking, world streaming in, deep breath and nerves alight, the air so very clean with a hint of fog. 3 minutes. I stand on a broad, flat rock. 3 minutes of my life. Of what? 3 minutes. A few dozen breaths, if you're counting, several dozen heartbeats, a few billion nerves firing, a small brown feather fluttering across a field, slow drip of an old sink, my life, my what? 3 minutes waiting in a room. 3 minutes watching the tide come in on a stony beach, listening to each wave crash like a heartbeat, like a long, slow breath. 3 minutes of an engine running. 3 minutes of an exquisite cantata. I stand on a broad, flat rock, an outcropping, really. 3 minutes, 3 minutes of nothing, Time, an invention of the mind, if you're counting, and probably not what it seems at all. 3 minutes thinking about that. 3 minutes of bone pain, of absolute grief that lasts a year. 3 minutes of orgasm, pleasure pulsing right out of your body, then slowly sinking back in. 3 minutes in the presence of a loved one. 3 minutes waiting in a room. I stand on a broad, flat rock, an outcropping high above a valley, late at night, well past midnight, full moon at my back, and glimmers of aurora borealis flickering across the north sky. Flickering just these moments, a few dozen breaths. Moon behind in faint mist, hemmed by a ring of rainbow. This really happened. Milky Way hanging brilliantly in the west against darkest space. Silent. And the stars shift imperceptibly. I mean the earth, if you're counting. And the slightest hint of dawn comes in from the east and dims the spectacle. And that's it. It's over. Books. The mind gapes, and I'm oceaned in human repair, in between light and look at those elephants, look at those thoughts all over the walls cracking, and sturdy hands and alchemy pulling the sword from the rows of wheat rivers talking, and whatever happened to stars, the atoms of which, the songs of which shimmer, kindly medicine, architecture, agriculture, healing, tilling, drawing, flourishing beyond all maps, all streams, all sensate aspirations, darting through history, the runes, the signets, the timeless pages fluttering, wings fluttering, hearts grounded, tantric and muddy, oh, the physics, blown into being, glass and steel, meat and fire, the tornado takes you, and the siren allows marching, cavorting, the lambs to the whatever happened to whatever fell, a chain reaction, a comedy, a death, bergamot flowers sprouting through the breastplate, pinging with berries, pinging with rain, the fields of moreover sprouting through ruins, wild stallions charging, an honest sun grieving, and metal stamping, metal stamping dark smears of plants, the ingredients of moil and invention, the brain gone nova, making a village, an orchard, an arch, a clock spring, a conflagration, a cleaver, a myth, a wilderness, a bushel of gypsum, a bell, a new joinery can help you decide what to do, how to live, how to prosper, and die, and whale song, the sound of the Arctic, a banquet, a gun in the hand, how many faces, how many shoes, how many cracks in the ice, before skirting, cliff ricochets, bear charges, trees fall, and all the world is possible, possible. Unfolding a night sky, a dynasty, a human failing so small and so great that social order teeters on the tongue, spilling the causeway, the canyon, the critical eye, crumbling, sliding, scouring, scree in the thick somebody lies, the tent poles rise, calliope sings, and the players convene, teacher, physician, hunter, clown, warrior, prophet, scientist, thief, mother, father, child, snake, bard, companion, farmer, priest, conqueror, usurper, madman, sage, all take the floor, take the scene, take the tapestry, vivid and leaping and tumbling, and rye, are they true? Are they palpable? Are they alive? Fraught in the crux of our tormented best, oh, to the testament, oh, for the sight, oh, ink, oh, light, oh, what comes next?
That was Richard Loringer with segments from a work titled Every Day, Ecstatic Odes, here on WGXC. Speaking of WGXC, we are a community radio station based out of Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. We'd like to thank everybody who engaged with our recent local music fundraising drive and remind those of you who would like to support the station that it's not too late to become a sustaining supporter of WGXC. All you have to do is head over to wgxc.org and find the donate button on the upper left side, where you will be virtually escorted through the process. Our financial needs are ongoing, and we deeply appreciate any support that our faithful listeners can offer. Moving onward, the second continuity poet on the show this month is Charles Bernstein. Charles and I have known each other for over 3 decades. We had our first recording session together in 1994, and he was a guest on Poet Radio in April 2021. I have enjoyed many types of events and engagements with him over the years, including activities relating to Penn Sound, which we have both been involved with. Charles's accolades are abundant, and most recently he received the 11th annual T-Space Poetry Award. T-Space held an opening for the Italian architect Giuliano Fiorenzoli on October 14th, where Charles performed. At the beginning, he offered some architecture-themed works, including this poem.
The why of architecture. I don't want innovative architecture. I don't want experimental architecture. I don't want conceptual architecture. I don't want abstract architecture. I don't want figurative architecture. I don't want original architecture. I don't want formal architecture. I don't want emotional architecture. I don't want nostalgic architecture. I don't want sentimental architecture. I don't want complacent architecture. I don't want erotic architecture. I don't want boring architecture. I don't want mediocre architecture. I don't want political architecture. I don't want empty architecture. I don't want Baroque architecture. I don't want mannered architecture. I don't want minimal architecture. I don't want plain architecture. I don't want vernacular architecture. I don't want artificial architecture. I don't want pretentious architecture. I don't want idea architecture. I don't want thing architecture. I don't want naturalistic architecture. I don't want rhetorical architecture. I don't want dull architecture. I don't want rhapsodic architecture. I don't want rigid architecture. I don't want informal architecture. I don't want celebratory architecture. I don't want cerebral architecture. I don't want formulaic architecture. I don't want sardonic architecture. I don't want sadistic architecture, masochistic architecture, trendy architecture, adolescent architecture, senescent architecture, grumpy architecture, happy architecture. I don't want severe architecture. I don't want demanding architecture. I don't want tempestuous architecture. I don't want incendiary architecture, commercial architecture, moralizing architecture, transgressive architecture, violent architecture, exemplary architecture, uplifting architecture, degrading architecture. I don't want melancholy architecture. I don't want chaotic architecture. I don't want provocative architecture. I don't want self-satisfied architecture. I don't want nurturing architecture. I don't want genuine architecture. I don't want derivative architecture, religious architecture, authentic architecture. I don't want sincere architecture. I don't want sacred architecture. I don't want profane architecture. I don't want mystical architecture, voyeuristic architecture, traditional architecture, expectable architecture, hopeful architecture. I don't want irreverent architecture. I don't want process architecture. I don't want static architecture. I don't want urban architecture. I don't want pure architecture. I don't want ideological architecture. I don't want spontaneous architecture. I don't want pious architecture. I don't want comprehensible architecture. I don't want enigmatic architecture. I don't want epic architecture. I don't want lyric architecture. I don't want familiar architecture. I don't want alien architecture. I don't want human architecture.
The middle part of Charles's reading at T-Space highlighted sections from a piece titled Charles Bernstein at the Oculus, which is a collaboration with the visual artist Richard Tuttle. Here's Charles reading those pieces.
Container ships contain containers. The pandemic's uncontainable. Container ship on container ships. The U.S. could not contain Vietnam. Whitman contained multiples. The Oculus contains the Apple Store. Two parallel lines intersect at infinity, which turns out to be closer than you think. I can't contain myself. Container ships contain containers. The envelope eloped with the square. Container ships ship containers. The mirror's tane is its tail. Dig it. Can't contain itself. I go left when I want to go right, east for west, south when aiming north. I am so consistently wrong that I must also be right, but in the reverse. Or maybe orientation reverses me. Even if I go south, thinking it's north, but correcting for my condition, I still go wrong. Disorientation is a kind of vertigo, not always unpleasant, but pumped up on spatial meth, it sure is at the Oculus. Where cockle shells make silver bells is where I want to be. Far from the blunt reality of brute causality. I used to ask graduate students at their PhD qualifying exams, I see Whitman's Crossing Brooklyn Ferry is on your list. Why didn't he take the bridge? Pause, flump, pause. I propose that the BQE be turned into the Brooklyn High Line. Project for jogging, scenic views, and marijuana peddlers. Punch, whap, punch. Meant as resilience, mushroom cloud Oculus, as Homer could have put it, embodies frozen despair. A Franciscan, Dominican, and Benedictine were in a saloon, and the carkeep asked, what's the difference between conversion and conversation? The Franciscan said, it's a matter of purpose. The Dominican said, there's no difference. And the Benedictine, sipping brandy, said, better to ask a Jesuit. Some say life is a dream, but I say to live is to dream. Some say to live is a dream, but I say dreams will never get you anywhere. Some say dreams will never get you anywhere, but I say anywhere is now. Some say anywhere is now, but I say hold your hat. Some say hold your hat. But I say the sky is falling. Some say the sky is falling. But I say to fall is to dream. A tear in the linings, no cause for despair. Who will mend it? Who will mend it? Who will mind it? Who will mend it? A rip in the ocean, a crack in the sky. Try to mend it. Try to mend it. The absence of color is still a color. The presence of color is still an absence. This morning, between our stanzas, the Russian Leviathan put screws on Ukraine, and we'll see what levitation is possible. But there is surely no levity, or what levity there is shadowed by anxiety. Thinking of a picture my mother gave me of her mother, with her mother's mother, in Odessa in the 1890s. Bertie, my grandmother, born Bertha, the only grandparent I knew, came to Brooklyn a few years after the photo when she was 7, traveling alone in steerage, bound for a foreign world. Jewish Odessa of the late 19th century exists now as ghosts, as shadows, even as Jews endure there. In relation to me, homely in Brooklyn, its relation to me, homely in Brooklyn, is as tenuous as white thread against white sky. Is the oculist a site of mourning or triumph? Or is it sly enough to work both ways? Would I feel better watching the bombing of Ukraine on a cascade of ricocheting iPads at the Apple Store on the ground floor, or listening to the BBC on my AirPods as I stroll around Ground Zero? When this is all over, let's have Gergiev conduct Charles Ives's The Unanswered Questions at the Oculus, as if it were an amphitheater. But this will never be all over, will it?
Charles Bernstein at T-Space. The last 10 minutes or so, the reading featured a variety of works, and I'm just going to put those on right now.
The short poem for George Lakoff on Mother's Day called The Father. Some say the rule of law, but I say what I say goes. Some say democracy, but I say what I say goes. Some say justice, but I say what I say goes. Some say truth, but I say what I say goes. Some say liberty, but I say what I say goes. Some say equality, but I say what I say goes. Some say pandemic, but I say what I say goes. Some say climate change, but I say what I say goes. Some say elections, but I say what I say goes. Some say free press, but I say what I say goes. This poem is called Psalm. We were never we, nor I me, nor you you. They were never they, nor it it. Was never was, nor is is. May not be, can. Say was never said, nor told telling. Be was never be, nor. Sing never was song, nor longing, anything but long. Here was never here, nor there. Time never was in time, nor tuned. Death never died, nor life quite live. Day never was bright, nor night without light. Light never was light, nor shadow shade. Stills never still, nor silence. Other was never other, nor is same the same. Sure never was sure. We never were we, nor I me, nor you. They never were they, nor was it. Was never was, nor is ever is. This is a poem for Ian Probstein, and based on his translations of the work of Osip Mandelstam, and it has a epigraph of my translation from one of Mandelstam's first poems. On the window panes of eternity, my breath, my warmth, has already settled into such wonderful window panes in this space, bringing that poem to mind. I am neither referent nor refugee, refugee nor redeemer, projector nor projection, draft nor final cut, neither the one who calls nor the one chosen, anagram nor abstraction. My breath disappears from the window more quickly than it formed. This is a questionnaire, and you can note your responses and give them to the staff here, and we'll compile them. And the question that you're answering is a set of choices. Why do you love the poem? For the sentiment. Then you don't love the poem, you love the sentiment. For the message, then you don't love the poem, you love the message. For the music, then you don't love the poem, you love the music. For the spirit, then you don't love the poem, you love the spirit. For the intelligence, then you don't love the poem, you love the intelligence. For the courage, then you don't love the poem, you love the courage. For the inspiration, then you don't love the poem, you love the inspiration. For the emotion, then you don't love the poem, you love the emotion. For the vocabulary, then you don't love the poem, you love the vocabulary. For the poet, then you don't love the poem, you love the poet. For what it stands for, then you don't love the poem, you love what it stands for. For the words, then you don't love the poem, you love the words. For the syntax, then you don't love the poem, you love the syntax. For the politics, then you don't love the poem, you love the politics. For the beauty, then you don't love the poem, you love the beauty. For the outrage, then you don't love the poem, you love the outrage. For the tenderness, then you don't love the poem, you love the tenderness. For the hope, then you don't love the poem, you love the hope. For itself, then you love the poem. This is a very short poem, one of the three last, and it's called Theodicy. Theodicy. Or is it Theocracy? Or the Odyssey? I get all those words mixed up. One thing's for sure, God better not still be playing dice, because they are already deep in a hole, and knees will be broken before the night is out. And not just knees. This short poem is called, What Were You Saying About Althusser Creating a Turn in Marxist Thought? Barbarism in the morning, socialism most every night. Don't know whether to cry in shame or just turn out the light. A change is coming, I feel it in my bones. An ill wind blowing, time to pack my bags and head for home. Barbarism all morning, socialism in the night. Chopped liver on a matzah will surely make it right. And my last poem, by coincidence, but delightful, is written for Barbara Anceschi, published a book of mine in Italy for Il Verri in Milano, and it's an Italian-themed poem. It's called Wheat and Chaff Rumba. South of Naples, north of desire, I lost my way in the middle of a choir. Blinds of clay, splints of wire, filaments of no degree, rumbling against fire. Silly, something, seraphim, pickles with feijoada, graceless curtains, listless spires, incunabula bound in briars. Show me the baloney. I'll give you 5-1. No percentage clamming up or quarreling all the liars. Slow motion, sudden moves, tipsy till the top. Bottoms up, make believe. Dance until you drop.
Okay, once again, that was Charles Bernstein reading at T-Space in Rhinebeck, October 14th, 2023. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and hope you enjoyed hearing Richard and Charles on the program again. We'll close out with Loringer's poems from the tail end and conclusion of the reading in Woodstock.
Amoeba Quatrain. My tongue is like an amoeba. My amoeba is like a tongue. Oh, how they love each other, rung by ravenous rung. This one has three parts, but I don't like to say the numbers for some reason, at least for this poem. So I'll just give you the fingers. And the third part is sung, so that's how you'll know that it's finally almost over. I just thought, you know, it's not really done till the fat guy sings. Mud song.
Oh, yeah.
May I have your mud? May I have your sweet, please, form? May I have your sheer, shorn shape? May I have your thick, struck clay? May I smooth your clay? May I thumb your heat-struck flesh? May I move your clay? May I form your sweet mud to a burning temple? A temple, a burning, further burning, lurking, churning, thick with iron temple of a mud cup, cupping core of your struck flesh. You mire of my heart, my keening curd, resounding grace within your shape. You mud-muck-mucking temple. May I cup your mud? May I churn your clay? May I move your muck and settle in your burning grace? May I breathe your face? May I taste your iron? May I mouth your loam and fill my mud with every earnest muck the fire says is temple, a burning temple. Your mud is core, my core is cup, my cup is key, your clay is free and it is cupped, and you shall have my mud, you'll have it in your hands, you burning bird, you turning rock, you wording beast of grace and mudly churning flock. You churning clay, your hands are way, your hands are day, and I am mud, and you shall shape the bird that lingers in the fray of form, the flesh of day, the breath of churning loam that shapes the next redemption from the cracking earth, the burning bone, the sheer remix of day that makes the flesh a wild, fresh, enticing, cupping mud, your thick reply, your burning eye, your smoothing hand, the land of every struck, complete, undone, reminded muck. And how I dare redact the rivulets of mire, life of muck of sweat, replace, we handle core of running fire. May I have your fire, may I have your back, may I have your spine, may I have your every line, oh give me leave, oh leave to me the lines that make your grace. May I have your face, may I have your leave to face the line that makes the iron in the sand that turns to mud, that cups the fire, that runs with rivulets of mire, sweet to sweep the lurking paramour of day, the sweetest clay, the smoothest way that hands can grace before becoming lace that feeds the burning iron, the churning mire, the iron temple in the flesh that turns to mud before the test of burning day. You have my clay. You have my sweet, pleased form. You have my sheer, shorn shape. You have my mud. You have my muck. You have my unstuck flesh. You have my heat-struck splay. You have my shine, my iron mine, my only mine, my only my. You have my face. I have your mud in my hands, and I am walking. It is three turns to the burning board. What ward I can be, I shall be, this claudicant cup, this clay of many rains, your mud in my hands, over the plains, grass sighs, raw breeze, your sweet stains. I carry you, and you are rain. Rain in mud, your actual spine, your core, because the line is fresh, because the time rides true, because the plane is far, because we stepped into the room, my mud in your hands, and we are walking. What breaches the burning world? Where meet the shorn? This teeming road, this unspun skin. What matter in my hands? What shape? What gainly form? What grace? Walking with mud in hands, we meet. The stream is cold and the skin alive. Two pieces of gold drop to the ground. They are part of us and they are not, but this mud born by rain thrives. We are mud churned by rain. The flesh has learned to ride the stream of iron. The bone survives within the grass. The burning room will thrive amidst the windy plain. Like fire, like rain, we come to senses in smoke, in pain. We breathe again. In ash, in vain, we find our bodies only to become. In love, in shame, we make our barter all the same. We turn away like night, like flame, bending obeisant to the blowing grain. Your soil in my veins is the start of my life. Your stain in my heart will bury me. When clay comes to light, it is only a glimpse of the skin of original body. Like blood, like dream, you are essential. Like mud, like steam, you turn me on in the stream. We come together as we've always been. Thank you.
Yeah.